Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is JT, or John Turner, who's president of Dale Tile. John, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. Thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Happy New Year to you. I'm sure we're both hoping that 2013 is going to be a better year, right?
Absolutely. 2012 didn't end up being too bad, but I certainly believe 2013 is setting up nicely.
Yeah, it is. And in your area, which is ceramic and porcelain tile, a lot of that goes in new construction. So the housing market numbers are looking pretty good, aren't they?
I agree with you. Still on a relatively small base, but we certainly think that there's opportunity in new home construction this year.
And so I haven't interviewed you in the past, so just a little background. About a year ago, I think it was in December of last year, you were named president of Dale Tile. You took over from Harold Turk. And looking back at your past, you've been with Dale Tile since about 1990, haven't you?
That's right. I finished up school in 1990, came to work for Dale Tile. I've been here ever since.
One of the interesting things I'd make note of is that most of the presidents at Mohawk and these different operating groups come from the operations area, and you come from sales and marketing. So congratulations on being unique there.
Well, I appreciate that. That is the majority of my experience, mm-hmm. was out in the field and in sales and marketing. I began my career in architectural sales and progressed through the sales organization at Dale Tile at different levels, and eventually running our largest distribution group, which is the Dale Tile SSC network. I did, however, have stints running the logistics organization at Dale Tile for quite a while, and then also I did run manufacturing operations for a two-year period of time while we were transitioning leadership there. So I feel like I was given the opportunity to be well-rounded, and certainly worked out well for me in the long run.
All right, so the big news, probably the biggest news of 2012, which we'll wrap up and hopefully close in 13, is the announcement that you guys are purchasing Marazzi, the Marazzi Group, the entire organization, which is an Italian-based company and one of the market leaders. Tell us a little bit about the strategy behind that decision.
Well, first of all, being part of Mohawk has always provided Dale Tile with additional opportunities for growth since the acquisition of Dale Tile in the early 2000s. And so this is a continuation of that strategy of growth in the ceramic segment. Additionally, we've had a stated objective to diversify our distribution of sales geographically around the world. And so certainly this accomplishes that with the bulk of sales for the Marazzi Group generating in Europe and Russia. And so that was a key objective. Also, as you know, around the world, ceramic tile is the world's foremost flooring product. And so in the markets that Marazzi is in, outside of the United States, that's also the case. So very excited to have the European and the Russian businesses in place. Mm-hmm. As far as in the United States, Marazzi's built a beautiful business here. As you know, they've done a fantastic job. They really have probably the best recognized brand residentially in the marketplace. They have certainly a residential collection that is second to none in the United States, and we think it's extremely complementary for what we do as an organization over here as well. So very excited to have all of the Marazzi family on board.
Mm-hmm. So let's jump into a couple of those little pieces you were talking about. In Russia alone, I think Marazzi is the market share leader, correct?
I believe so. You know, I'm not going to be an expert on the Russian market by any stretch, but from what I've seen and the discussions that we've had, they're certainly a leader in Russia, no question about that. They have a very unique distribution strategy in Russia from manufacturing all the way through to end-use sales, and they have built a very profitable business in Russia also. So, you know, kudos to them for really being first into the market in Russia as a Western organization, and very well established there to continue to grow.
Yeah, you know, I was doing some reading about some background on this acquisition and read, and I mean, just to stress it for a minute, they have, I think, 300 retail outlets in Russia, so they sell direct to consumers through these Marazzi-branded stores, so that's very interesting.
Yeah, they have a combination of both company-owned and franchised retail operations that then roll back into a combination, again, of jointly owned distribution locations that then roll back into 100% owned manufacturing operations. So really a unique business that's been built perfectly for the marketplace there and the growth in the category in Russia. And, you know, the Russian leadership has looked out around the world, and they've looked at all different kinds of business models, and they've really built something special.
You know, we should talk, most of my audience is obviously here in the U.S., we should talk about the whole tile market overall. In the U.S., carpet is the number one surface, but in the rest of the world, ceramic tile is the number one surface, and, you know, I don't know what kind of numbers you have, but that growth of ceramic tile globally is tracking over 5% per year, isn't it?
It is, and it's amazing in that if you look at the time we're talking about, let's say 2006 to 2010, I'm going to reference, you said 5%, and that's about right during that period of time, and the last numbers we have are through 2010 for the global tile market, 5% compounded growth through what was obviously one of the worst recessionary periods in really global recessionary periods, is quite remarkable that ceramic has continued to grow at the rate that it has around the world.
Now let's talk about the U.S. You know, in May, we do our annual report, and we always kind of triangulate on a whole lot of numbers. And we had Del Tile in the number one position at around a 34% market share, and Marazzi we had at around a 13% market share. So if you add those together, that tells us that you're going to have just under half the market. Is that your take?
You know, I certainly don't know the Marazzi numbers at this point in time yet exactly. I think you're accurate in how you portray the Daltile number. We've always published 32 to 35 depending on how you measure it, whether you use units or use dollars. And of course, that changes every year with mix and with the mix of imports, et cetera. But certainly on the Daltile side, directionally, you're accurate. As the deal gets closer and finishes up, I'll have a better feeling for the Marazzi numbers in the U.S.
Well, that brings me to my next question. What are the steps that need to happen before this acquisition can close?
Well, really, we're just awaiting government approval. Mm-hmm. And so I think what will happen very quickly is we'll work our way through that, and hopefully we close here in the first quarter. We'll do very little work together, you know, the typical pre-close type work that you can do together, and then once we once the deal closes, we'll get a chance to know each other even a little bit better and work much closer.
All right, and I know there's a lot of analysis that has to be done before you can make any decisions, but your thoughts are to continue to maintain these separate brands and continue to grow them as independent brands, right?
Absolutely. In the United States, you know, we have plans to continue to grow both businesses robustly. And the Marazzi team has done a fantastic job of building a business here that is, you know, very, very strong residentially. And we expect to be able to expand our distribution both through the Daltile means, but also through through the Marazzi distribution group as well. And so between the two of us, we really, it's pedal to the metal, full speed ahead on the sales side and on the distribution side.
Yeah, you know, most people know that Daltile owns its own centers, I think over 200 of them nationwide, and Marazzi sells through different groups of distributors, so you'll maintain that strategy.
Absolutely. We have a remarkably similar strategy as an organization, actually. If you look at how we sell through company-owned sales service centers, through a network of really the country's best ceramic tile distribution groups, and then also the home centers, it's a very similar distribution strategy at Marazzi. And we think it's the best strategy, and we'll continue to do that as a combined group as well, is my guess.
And if you look at the strengths of all of the, you know, the different brands and everything, I mean, Marazzi's been known for a long time for being a style leader, so that will definitely complement. And not to say that Daltile or American Oleum has not been strong in that area, but combined you'll be even stronger, right?
Absolutely. We couldn't be any more excited than to really recognize Marazzi as the style and design leader, and not just in what tile looks like, but how it performs. They're leaders in innovative technology. They're leaders in Europe in thin tile. Of course, Marazzi was the first company to ever produce tile in a production method that we call single firing today. It really revolutionized the tile business worldwide. Marazzi is a leader in innovation across the board. And that's a huge upside for all of us as we bring the organizations together.
And one note that I think is probably not lost on Mohawk is that while tile for a long time has been on the floor and on some of the walls and backsplashes and things like that, this whole building cladding, this whole new surface veneer is a whole new growth opportunity for tile, isn't it?
Well, it is. That's absolutely right. And in many cases, what you're seeing is you're seeing European methods come to the United States. And here again, Marazzi is already a technical leader in systems known as ventilated facades. And there's a number of reasons to use ventilated facades on the exterior of buildings. However, one of them is that the green story and the ability to actually insulate buildings and use significantly less energy in the heating and cooling of those buildings is a direct result of a properly installed ventilated facade. So here again, another place that Marazzi is out front and leading in our industry worldwide. So very excited about that.
Well, JT, I appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to JT or John Turner, who's the president of Daltile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.